From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for July 21st, 2026. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department will now allow officers to pursue motorists suspected of driving under the influence or driving a stolen vehicle or who are wanted fugitives. That's according to reporting from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The policy shift reverses Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill's previous orders, which said supervisors ultimately decide whether to initiate a pursuit on a case-by-case basis. McMahill said criminals were increasingly aware that Metro often would not pursue them if they sped away. The sheriff called that not acceptable. However, he acknowledged the policy change comes with risk. Analysis by San Francisco Chronicle found more than 3,300 people in the United States were killed in police pursuits from 2017 to 2022. Earlier this year, a woman was seriously injured after police briefly followed a reckless driving suspect in North Las Vegas. McMahill said Metro's pursuit policy is fluid and reviewed regularly. Starting in January, NV Energy customers in southern Nevada will see big changes to their bills. That's because the state's largest utility is moving forward with a controversial new rate structure known as daily demand pricing. The move largely does away with how customers have traditionally paid for energy. Now the company will charge ratepayers based on their peak daily demand, a 15-minute snapshot of a residential customer's highest electricity usage during that day. The reason for the change, the company argues, is to make up for the inequities between solar and non-solar customers. They say rooftop solar owners who sell power back to the grid aren't paying their fair share for new electricity, infrastructure, and upkeep. With the change, the company insists a majority of its customers will see little to no increase in their bills. If anything, they'll have more tools to help them save money. But many in the community aren't buying it. Many others are confused. So what does the change mean for NV Energy customers and the company? Instead of paying for how much power they use during the day, customers will now be charged 14 cents per kilowatt hour for the 15 highest usage minutes in a single day. The utility then multiplies that amount by 4 to determine a household's highest hourly impact on the grid for that day. The company says the restructuring will lead to lower bills for most customers. The design of the entire rate is revenue neutral for the company, said NV Energy's Senior Vice President of Regulatory and Resource Planning, Sean Elisecki, during a meeting of the legislature's Joint Interim Standing Committee on Growth and Infrastructure earlier this year. Hear the full conversation with KNPR's Paul Boger at knpr.org. The City of Las Vegas has reopened its utility tax rebate program to low-income seniors age 60 and older who reside within city limits. The program now has higher income limits. That means those who did not meet the qualifications before can apply now under the adjusted income limits. They can file new applications with the city from August 1st to October 15th of this year. Possible rebates involve franchise taxes and sewer fees paid for local utilities throughout the calendar year 2025. These utility bills can include NV Energy Electric Power, CenturyLink or Cox Communications telephone bills, and Southwest Gas natural gas charges. The Southern Nevada Health District has confirmed Clark County's first case of cyclosporiasis, possibly associated with the broader nationwide outbreak. The health district says the infection was not likely acquired in Nevada. Rather, the patient reportedly visited two states before returning to Clark County and becoming ill. Health officials are still working to determine whether the case is definitely connected to the nationwide outbreak, affecting at least 34 states. Clark County has so far recorded 5 cases this year. The health department says that's consistent with periodic spread and not linked to the current outbreak. Cyclosporiasis is a parasitic infection most commonly acquired from contaminated water and food. It causes nausea, vomiting, and explosive diarrhea that can last for up to a month or longer without treatment. The FDA has withdrawn its finding that produce supplier Taylor Farms is responsible for at least some of the current outbreak, citing an alleged false positive in samples of the company's iceberg lettuce. For the past 5 weeks, a bar in Chicago's West Loop neighborhood has become one of the country's biggest World Cup watch parties, with lines stretching around the block for the biggest games. This is all the doing of Chicago's Major League Soccer club, the Fire. This watch party and others like it around the country are one piece of Major League Soccer's efforts to capitalize on this World Cup summer here in the U.S. Hosting the 1994 World Cup was transformative for the sport of soccer in the United States. World Cup fever led millions of children to sign up for youth leagues. Many Americans saw games aired on TV for the first time, and it led directly to the creation of Major League Soccer, as the establishment of a top division men's professional outdoor league was a condition of awarding the U.S. the tournament. Since then, the league has done decades of work to grow its fan base and stature in the world of soccer. MLS kicked off in 1996 with 10 teams. Last season, it reached 30 teams, the same number as Major League Baseball and the NBA. In the early years, only a few dozen games were on TV each season. Today, every game is televised on Apple TV. Now, MLS hopes that 2026 can be just as transformative as 1994. The question is, how? Hear the full story by NPR's Becky Sullivan at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.